Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN, where it's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel has begun an expanded ground offensive in Gaza City. Correspondent MTS Taieb has our top story from the foreign desk.
Israel's military has started what it's called the main step of its ground invasion of Gaza City, where entire neighborhoods have already been reduced to ruins and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have been forced to flee. It comes as Israeli leaders have reacted angrily to the UN Commission of Inquiry's genocide report, denouncing it as, quote, distorted and false.
The 22-year-old suspected of assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk is scheduled to make a virtual court appearance in Utah this afternoon as prosecutors prepare to file a capital murder charge, which carries the possibility of the death penalty. And we've learned more about Tyler Robinson. Correspondent Carter Evans.
A Discord spokesman and two law enforcement sources told CBS News an account appearing to belong to the suspect claimed responsibility for the shooting in a group chat around 2 hours before his arrest last Thursday.
The Salt Lake County District Attorney says a 71-year-old man in the crowd at Utah Valley University who claimed to be the shooter was actually what he calls a gadfly who did it to draw attention away from the actual gunman. President Trump is sending federal agents into Memphis to crack down on violent crime.
The effort will include the National Guard, as well as the FBI, ATF, DEA, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Marshals.
The Trump administration's already deployed National Guard troops to patrol the streets of other Democratic-led cities, L.A. and Washington, D.C. Memphis will be the first with a Republican governor, Bill Lee. The president is suing the New York Times for $15 billion, claiming defamation.
The suit accuses the Times of spreading false content about Trump and acting as a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. Citing its front page endorsement of Kamala Harris last fall and several of its articles critical of the president. The lawsuit comes after the Times ran stories about the crude birthday note Trump allegedly wrote to Jeffrey Epstein. The note had Trump's signature on it, but he claims he didn't write it.
I call it the Epstein hoax.
In July, Trump sued the Wall Street Journal for $10 billion for its reporting about that note. Michael Wallace, CBS News, New York.
Sunbathers at California Santa Monica Pier are encountering a strange sight. Neon pink waves. Researchers have dumped batches of non-toxic dye into the water. UCLA's Gabriella Carr.
The beach is really wide here, so it's like pretty obviously having an impact on how water moves here. It's still reducing how the waves crash here. That could have impacts on understanding why the water quality is so bad
this
here.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A lawsuit was filed this week asking the city of Racine to share records on how much water Microsoft will use in Mount Pleasant at the data center. An environmental group says the city hasn't answered their records request for over 6 months. Microsoft's data center will get water from Lake Michigan. Kenosha's 4th District Alder resigned last night. Holly Kangas said during a meeting that she's leaving after being diagnosed with a rare brain disease. She says she's been feeling symptoms for months but only got the diagnosis recently. She said she wants to focus on her health and family for now. The city will look for someone to fill her spot next month. A dump truck rolled over in Racine County yesterday, seriously injuring the driver who was trapped inside. Police closed that road in the town of Dover for hours to clear the scene and to figure out what happened. A criminal complaint filed in Racine County says a Venezuelan crime group might be behind a recent ATM break-in in Racine. They could be tied to others across the state. The one locally happened last December. Police say two suspects tried to open an ATM with a master key but ran off when the alarm went off. One suspect was charged in April. He was arrested this week and is now in Racine County custody. And Hispanic Heritage Month runs through October 15th. In Racine, almost 25% of people identify as Hispanic or Latino. The month is meant to honor the history, culture, and contributions with events going on in the city throughout the month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers back in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers home this Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin now 2-1 after their loss in Alabama over the weekend. Baseball. Yesterday we told you Brewers manager Pat Murphy read a letter he said was from Bob Uecker to the team after they clinched the spot in the playoffs. Turns out it was another practical joke. Murphy now clarifies he wrote the letter all along. Not Bob.
And it's just a way to honor the man, you know, and kind of put together some words that the players could resonate with, you know, things that he was about, because he's a big part of this thing. And I thought it would be a nice gesture to keep him involved. We brought the picture of him celebrating with us. And, you know, it was really about honoring him. And nobody believed in their right mind that, you know, he could produce a letter like that at this time. But his spirit is with us.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to feel like summer for most of this week. Sunny today with a high near 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 79. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
My kid goes to the worst school there is. Only public school I know, the school newspaper has an obituary column. Yeah, look, the one class that teaches the kids English, I heard a teacher say, what comes after a sentence? Kid, you're making an appeal. That's where I live, in the west side. I live in an older building. You know, I want to move out of it. My wife wants to stay there, though. My wife, she can't do nothing right. Nothing. You know? I took her to the ballet. She forgot the sandwiches. She can't cook either. The worst cook in the world. In my house, we pray after we eat. What a lousy cook. You kid, I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark. I got the only dog, he begs for Alka-Seltzer. You can't cook at all. I need dental floss in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves. Well, last night she gave me a steak, it still had marks where the jockey was hitting it. And then she told me to take out the garbage. I told her, you cooked it, you take it out.
Don Rosen.
You gotta understand,
hey,
you're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Hey,
listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Hey,
am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If
grappled in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. I love lightning. It's striking again. Lightning is striking again.
That's Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes. It's 8:11, local news, timeless. It's WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 76, clear tonight 61, the low. Then on, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny with a high in the mid-70s. I like it. Sunny, 66 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Hey, if you're looking for a new career, here's a fresh option for you. A guy in Spain claims he's making good money as a professional wedding destroyer. Brides with cold feet hire him to show up and object so they don't have to go through with the wedding. He says it started as a joke. He posted a silly ad offering to rescue brides from their wedding for $550 a pop. No joke. When actually started hiring him. He's booked through the end of the year. Wow. What do you think of that, huh? It's 8:12, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Remember this, Bobby Goldsboro. Here's Honey at WRJN.
See the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played. Small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Well, I get teary-eyed listening to that song. Bobby Goldsboro and Honey. Yeah, I remember when that came out. Everybody was crying every time it played on the radio. 8:16, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. Just a quick reminder, I've got some more tickets to give away to Dialogues Documentary Festival. Celebrating the power of documentary filmmaking. It opens up the 18th, runs for the 21st at the Oriental and Downer Theaters downtown Milwaukee. More than 30 movies to choose from. Now, what I'm going to do is give you a pair of tickets right now. You can go online and choose any of the movies you want. We're going to send you a special code through an email. And you go online, you pick out the movies you want to just show up at the theater. I don't think you have to sign in. Just go to the theater and see the movies you want to see, okay? Now, give me a call right now if you want to win a pair of tickets, if you haven't won any yet. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. Hi, what's your first name?
Scott.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, Scott, you want to go see a documentary at the Downer Oriental Theater?
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. And 30 movies to choose from. More than 30
to choose from. All right, hold on, Scott. I'm going to get some information from you here and get you that code so you can go to the movies, okay? Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. All right, 8:17, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Right now, it's time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off three challengers for the number two spot in a take of $26 million. The three new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in $18 million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number three. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio, online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Drifters up on the roof, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, Taylor Swift is known for being real good to her fans, but I don't think she's this good. Mike Flint of Columbus, Ohio, signed up for free ZZ Top tickets for every tour, and he still gets them 40 years later. See, Mike bought a lifetime membership to the ZZ Top fan club back in 1984. Cost him $100. But when you consider he's seen almost every single tour since then for free, and those tickets come with backstage passes, that's an incredible value. Taylor, we love you, but I don't think you can beat that deal, huh? Here's Blood, Sweat, and Tears at WRJN. Here's Spinning Wheel.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind a reflecting sign? Just
show you the colors that are painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
Thomas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel. Day 29, local news, timeless hits. WRJN looking for sunshine today with a high near 76. It's sunny. I never heard that ending. Sunny at 66 degrees now at Radio Park. Well, this is odd but true. Back in 1759, Sir Guinness signed a 9,000-year lease for a brewery in Dublin, Ireland, at $75 a month. So, Guinness will be in that brewery until the year 10,759, when they'll have to renegotiate. Now, there's still plenty of time, so they have a lot to think about. 8:30 on the nose. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A lawsuit was filed this week to make the city of Racine release records about projected water use at the Microsoft data center in Mount Pleasant. A group called Midwest Environmental Advocates says the city ignored a public records request submitted in February, delaying important information about how much water the massive facility will use. Microsoft's data center will be supplied by Lake Michigan Water. Environmentalists warn the secrecy threatens community trust. A dump truck rollover in Racine County yesterday left the driver seriously injured and trapped in the wreckage. Emergency crews from Kansasville and Rochester were called to the scene at Sunnyside Drive and Minnetonka Drive in the town of Dover at just after 1 yesterday. Investigators say the truck missed a curve and rolled onto its side. The driver was rushed to the hospital. His status isn't known. Police had that road closed for several hours as an investigation went down. Police are still looking into the cause. Kenosha Alderperson Holly Kangas announced she will step down from the council to focus on personal health matters. Kangas, first elected in 2018, thanked colleagues and staff for their support in a statement. The council will officially declare her seat vacant next month and then start the process for getting applications to fill the term, which runs through April of next year. Hispanic Heritage Month may mean a little more around here, with nearly 25% of Racine's population identifying as Hispanic or Latino. Now through October 15th is Hispanic Heritage Month, meant to honor the history, culture, and contributions of the community.
There are several events upcoming in Racine to observe. There was a Hispanic Heritage Parade in Kenosha over this past weekend. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
It is going to feel like summer for most of this week. Sunny today with a high near 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 79. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
It's awful. I'm at that age where everybody I know is getting married. People, let me ask you a question. Why do people keep getting married? You know what I mean? Isn't anybody looking at the stats? What's it like, 3 out of 4 marriages go right down the drain now? People, if you were going skydiving and they told you 3 out of 4 parachutes weren't gonna open, you'd be like, yo, forget it, I'm not going. I don't like those odds. I got a 75% chance of splatting on the ground, I'm not doing it. But there's something about getting married. People just have to do it, right? They're just like, is this the line to lose half my stuff? Awesome. This is gonna be great. I don't get it. It's like this herd mentality. How many buffalo can you watch go over the cliff and you're still like, well, maybe I can fly?
Temperature rising higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul.
Shows during his comeback years. 1972, the year Burning Love, Elvis Presley. 836, local news, timeless hits, WRJM. Hey, did you know the other day was National Hug Your Boss Day? What could possibly go wrong with that? Hey, till 9 o'clock this morning, it is our flash sale. It's our big deal of the day. Lee's Deli voted best of Racine year after year. Racine's hungriest sink their teeth into bold, flavor-packed subs like the Godfather, the Hen House, or today's crave-worthy special, the tasty hot ham and cheese. Not just lunch, it's a meal fit for a king or queen. Go to WRJN.com right now, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 Lee's Deli gift card for just $10. And we calculated this earlier, and we really calculated it again. It's half price. It's today only. It's our flash sale, only till 9 o'clock, and only at WRJN Big Deals. Check it out at WRJN.com.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop shabop shabop? Who put the dip in the dip di dip di dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Yeah. When my baby heard bop, 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 every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip? My baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip, 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 she always says she loves me so. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shoo-bop, shoo-bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man?
Ba-bomb, 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 bomb. And my honey, ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong, forever. And when I say dip-di-dip, di-dip, di-dip, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
That's Barry Mann. Now, that was his only hit song he sang, but him and his wife, Cynthia Weil, wrote 98 hit songs on the Billboard charts for groups like The Drifters, The Crystals. I mean, the list goes on and on. Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet. They wrote a ton of songs. I'm checking the list here, and it's like the who's who of artists they wrote for over the years. They wrote Only in America for Jay and the Americans. The Everly Brothers they wrote for. The Ronettes. Whoa, the Drifters. I'm looking at this great list of songs. They wrote You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling for the Righteous Brothers. 98 hit songs. Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil. I think that was his only hit song that he sang, though. Yeah, he's more maybe a songwriter. It's 840, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. He didn't write this one. It's Painted Black, the Rolling Stones. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 76. Right now it's sunny at 66 degrees right here at Radio Park.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my
hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head and feel my darkness go.
Gonna be bright.
Johnny Nash. I can see clearly now. He was also an actor, Johnny Nash. He was in a few movies, not great movies, but he played a teenage delinquent in the movie Key Witness, Johnny Nash. He was in a couple of films, Johnny Nash. It's 8:46, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right. You ever say, hey, what'd you say? Yeah. The average person says, hey, what did you say to someone 1,095 times a year? Not the same person, though. We'll only ask twice before giving up on understanding and just pretending that we heard it. I think more people say, what did you say? And they actually heard it. They just didn't process it yet. Hey, the morning show at WRJN, sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union. Proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe. Right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the pretzel cheddar club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
minutes covering the Sam Cooke hit Wonderful World, 851. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, if you thought modern elections couldn't get crazier, a court may be clearing the way for Americans to legally bet on elections. What could possibly go wrong with that idea, huh? Hey, our next multi-state text to win contest starts Monday on WRJN. Your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily cash prizes and jewelry prizes, too. And go for the grand prize of club seats. When Green Bay plays Minnesota, you'll need the Civic Media app, though, to play. Just download it at WRJN.com. That's WRJN.com. Download the Civic Media app and listen for keywords starting Monday morning with me right here. Monday morning the 22nd on WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Seasons, Opus 17, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. And finally this morning, when this young lady was in college, some jealous classmates started a Facebook page called Stephanie Germanotta, You Will Never Be Famous. Obviously, they couldn't have been more wrong because Stephanie Germanotta changed her name to Lady Gaga. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early for more local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Dan Marcus is coming up next right here at WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Acting legend Robert Redford is gone. His agent says he died in his sleep at his home in the mountains outside Provo, Utah. Correspondent Steve Kathan looks back.
For decades, Robert Redford was the essence of big screen charm.
I'll jump first. No, then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim!
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid with Paul Newman launched a string of iconic roles stretching from the 1960s into the 80s.
I'm Bob Woodward of the Washington Post.
There was All the President's Men in 1976 about Watergate. Redford was also an Oscar-winning director, the force behind the Sundance Film Festival, and involved in several environmental causes.
What made Redford a legend? Syracuse University's Robert Thompson.
Robert Redford dominated American film acting in the 1970s, from Butch Cassidy to All the President's Men, and then went on to dominate a lot of film directing in the 1980s.
Robert Redford, dead at the age of 89. The 22-year-old accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is